My name is Denise Draper. I live at 139 Beaver Meadow Road in Easton, 03580, and do not be confused. It is not Franconia. It is Easton. We share a post office. I am the tax collector in the town of Easton, and I'm here to tell you that not only will you not get any more money, they don't pay the same rate as you do. Utilities have a separate tax rate from anybody else in your town. The Northern Pass project in its present form will negatively affect our property values, thus affecting our taxes. In an area of this state that has already taken a disproportionate hit, we've lost our paper mills, we've lost Ethan Allen, and many of the people who supplied them. Anyone who can conceive of this project and allowing these towers to blight the beauty of the North Country is either greedy, selfish, don't care, and don't think with the brain that God gave to a pea. Most likely, it's an arrogant combination of all three. The thing that bothers me most is a gut-level feeling that PSNH and its partners are not being transparent, and most likely are feeding us half-truths and excellent fiction. Why are we allowing this alteration of the real facts, or the spin they put on them? PSNH is nothing but arrogant and greedy. Some, including some of our legislators, think the project is going forward no matter what. If that's the truth, these energy mongers are committed to destroying us from within. If that's their intention, we're all here to say, you don't destroy us from within. If for some reason this gets passed, and I certainly hope it doesn't, remember, you have, every single one of you, something called a ballot, and with it comes a pencil. And everyone, from the governor to the executive council, to the congressional delegation, to the president of the United States, can be pushed away. And if they can't come out and take an informed stand, then we need to say, sorry, you're not informed enough to represent us.